Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman, remembered by Ram Goldar, and today we're Zakhus Baba Basra, Daf Ein Ches, the fifth parak of Moshe Sasfina. This parak has been generously sponsored by Rabbi Yecheskel and Anat Hartman, Lazer Chendishma Sagon Rabbi Moshe Shapiro Zatzal, in order the publication of the Sefer Nechusei Yama, his Shiurim, on this parak. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, HaMocher as Chamor LaMocher Caleb. One who sells a donkey did not automatically sell his gear. Nachum Amadi said he did sell its gear. Rebuta says that sometimes it's sold and sometimes not. Hayachamor lefanav v'chelav alav. If a donkey was before him with its gear on it, and the buyer said, Machor li chamor chazeh, sell me this donkey of yours, the gear is sold. This donkey means as it is. If he said, Chamor chahi, if it's your donkey, sell it to me, the gear is not sold with it, as the Gemara will explain. Ula says, Machokas anam concerns the donkey's sack, saddlebag, and side saddle used by women riders, which are accessories for the donkey's burden, since women sit on the side and are carried like other cargo. The Tanakama holds, Stam Chamor Lirkov Kai, an ordinary donkey is used for riding, so cargo accessories are not included in the sale. And Nachum Amadi holds, Stam Chamor Lamaswi Kai, an ordinary donkey is used for bearing a burden, so such gear is included. But all agree that the saddle, blanket, and other accessories used for both riding and cargo are included. Pointing between the next Mishnah states, Hamocher es Chamor, Macher es Asiach. One who sells a donkey automatically sold its offspring. Macher es Apar, LaMacher es Banav. But one who sells a donkey did not automatically sell its offspring. The Gemara said if he said, I'm selling you and its offspring, the child would be sold in both cases, and if he did not mention the child, it should not be sold in either case. Rapop explains that the cases where he said, Chamor meniko par menika ani mocher lecha. I'm selling you a nursing cow or a nursing donkey. Therefore, regarding a cow, it's possible that he needs it for its milk. So specifying a nursing cow does not necessarily indicate a request for the calf. But regarding a donkey whose milk is forbidden to consume, why would he specify a nursing donkey? This proves he meant to purchase its offspring as well. And point number three, Rabbi Yochanan Darshan, a series of psukim beginning with, Al ken yomru hamoshlim. Regarding this, the poets would say, Elu hamoshlim b'yitzrim. These are those who rule over their desires. Bo cheshbon, come to cheshbon means, Bo v'nachshov cheshbon sha'olam, come let us make an accounting of this world. Hefsid mitzvah keneged tzchara, weighing a mitzvah's loss, meaning its cost, against its gain, its reward, uschara vera keneged hefseda, and a sin's gain against its loss. Tibanen v'sichonen, let it be built and established, teaches that if you do so, tibane ba'olam hazeh, you'll be built up in this world, v'sichonen la'olam haba, and established in the world to come. Ir Sichon, the city of Sichon, teaches, Imesim Adam Atzmo Ka'ayir Zeh, if a person makes himself like this donkey foal, Shmahal Chachar Siach Hanaya, which follows gentle talk, the basis of the word Siach for foal, as explained before, then the Pasuk says, Ki Ish Yatzim Echeshbon, for a fire has come out from Echeshbon, teaching, Teitze Ish Mechashvin, let a fire come out from those who make an accounting, Vatocha as She'enu Mechashvin, and consume those who do not make an accounting. The drushes continue on to the next daf. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the next Mishnah states, HaMoicher es HaChamor LaMocher Chelav. One who sells a donkey did not automatically sell its gear. Nachum Amadi said he did sell its gear. Rebuta says that sometimes it's sold and sometimes not. HaYachamor LaFanav VeChelav Alav. If a donkey was before him with its gear on it, and the buyer said, Machor li Chamor Chazeh, sell me this donkey of yours, the gear is sold. This donkey means as it is. If he said, Chamor Chahi, if it's your donkey, sell it to me. The gear is not sold with it, as the Gemara will explain. Ula says, Malchokas Anam concerns the donkey's sack, saddlebag, and side saddle used by women riders, which are accessories for the donkey's burden, since women sit on the side and are carried like other cargo. The Tanakama holds, Stam Chamor Lirkov Kai. An ordinary donkey is used for riding, so cargo accessories are not included in the sale. And Nachum Amadi holds, Stam Chamor Lamaswi Kai. An ordinary donkey is used for bearing a burden, so such gear is included. But all agree that the saddle, blanket, and other accessories used for both riding and cargo are included. Pointing between the next Mishnah states, HaMocher es Chamor, Macher es Asiach. One who sells a donkey automatically sold its offspring. Macher es Apar, LaMacher es Banav. But one who sells a donkey did not automatically sell its offspring. The Gemara said if he said, I'm selling you and its offspring, the child would be sold in both cases, and if he did not mention the child, it should not be sold in either case. Rapop explains that the cases where he said, Chamor meniko par menika ani mokher lecha, I'm selling you a nursing cow or a nursing donkey. Therefore, regarding a cow, it's possible that he needs it for its milk. So specifying a nursing cow does not necessarily indicate a request for the calf. But regarding a donkey whose milk is forbidden to consume, why would he specify a nursing donkey? This proves he meant to purchase its offspring as well. And point number three, Rabbi Yochanan darshan a series of psukim beginning with Al ken yomru hamoshlim. Regarding this, the poets would say, Elu hamoshlim b'yitzrom. These are those who rule over their desires. Bo cheshbon, come to cheshbon means, Bo v'nachshov cheshbonu sha'olam, come let us make an accounting of this world. Hefsid mitzvah k'neged tzchara, weighing a mitzvah's loss, meaning its cost, against its gain, its reward, u'schara ver k'neged hefseda, and a sin's gain against its loss. Tibanen v'sichonen, let it be built and established, teaches that if you do so, tibaneh ba'olam hazeh, you'll be built up in this world, v'sichonen la'olam haba, and established in the world to come. Ir Sichon, the city of Sichon, teaches, imesim adam atzmo ka'ayir zeh, if a person makes himself like this donkey foal, shmahal chachar siach hanaya, which follows gentle talk, the base of the word siach for foal, as explained before, then the pasuk says, ki ish yatzim mecheshbon, for a fire has come out from mecheshbon, teaching, teitze ish mechashvin, let a fire come out from those who make an accounting, v'tocha es she'enu mechashvin, and consume those who do not make an accounting. The drushes continue on to the next daf. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Ayin Ches, and this one was suggested to us by Jeremy Scheinwitz from Woodmere, New York, and by Yeshua Eisenberg. They both suggested that Ayin Ches is a child going, ugh, a child going, ugh. So here goes. When the boy whose father bought him a nursing donkey rudely said, ugh, because the sack was not included in the sale, and was not appeased by the fact that the donkey's baby was included, his father told him he should make a cheshbon and nefesh weighing schar avera keneged hefseda. Once again, slow motion. When the boy whose father bought him a nursing donkey rudely said, ugh, ugh, that must more end up ein ches. When the boy whose father bought him a nursing donkey rudely said, ugh, because the sack was not included in the sale, which reminds us, the next mission states, ha-mocher es ha-chamor lo-macher chelav. One who sells a donkey did not automatically sell its gear. Nachum Amani said he did sell its gear, and Yehuda says that sometimes it's sold and sometimes not. If a donkey was before him with its gear on it, and the buyer said, Mochorli chamor chazet, sell me this donkey of yours, the gear is sold. This donkey means, as it is. If he said, chamor chahi, if it's your donkey, sell it to me, the gear is not sold with it. So when the boy whose father bought him a nursing donkey rudely said, ugh, because the sack was not included in the sale, and was not appeased by the fact that the donkey's baby was included, which reminds us, Gemara explains the difference between selling a nursing cow versus a nursing donkey. Regarding a cow, it's possible that the person needs it for its milk, so specifying a nursing cow does not necessarily indicate a request for the calf. But regarding a donkey whose milk is forbidden to consume, why would he specify a nursing donkey? This proves he meant to purchase its offspring as well. So when the boy whose father bought him a nursing donkey rudely said, ugh, because the sack was not included in the sale, and was not appeased by the fact that the donkey's baby was included, his father told him he should make a cheshbon and nefesh weighing schar avera keneged hefseda, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan darshaned a series of psukim beginning with Al ken yomru hamoshim. Regarding this, the poets would say, Elu hamoshim b'yitzram. These are those who rule over their desires. Bo cheshbon, come to cheshbon means bo v'nachshuv cheshbonu sha'olam. Come, let us make an accounting of this world. Hefsid mitzvah keneged schar, weighing a mitzvah's loss, meaning its cost, against its gain, meaning its reward, and schar avera keneged hefseda, and a sin's gain against its loss. So once again, when the boy whose father bought him a nursing donkey rudely said, ugh, because the sack was not included in the sale, and was not appeased by the fact that the donkey's baby was included, his father told him he should make a cheshbon and nefesh weighing schar avera keneged hefseda. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf ein dalet. The simur daf ein dalet is an aid, a witness. So here goes. The witness, that must mean we're on daf ein dalet, aid. The witness standing under the knee of a giant in the desert as smoke emerged from two cracks in the ground, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Rabba Baruchana's sightings of those who died in the Midbar, Har Sinai, and those swallowed with Korach. So the witness standing under the knee of a giant in the desert as smoke emerged from two cracks in the ground was terrified when he saw a sea monster clashing with a raven regarding a precious stone at sea, which reminds, the Gemara relates the precious stones at sea which divers try to get and the fight between the sea monster and the raven. So the wind is standing under the knee of a giant in the desert as smoke emerged from two cracks in the ground. Was terrified when he saw a sea monster clashing with a raven regarding a precious stone at sea, which landed next to an enormous female fish that was killed and salted for tzaddikim to consume in the future. Which reminds us, the Gemara relates the creation of the Leviathan and Behemos and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to prevent their having offspring. Daf Ayin Hey, so the Simur Daf Ayin Hey is an Amma Aretz. So here goes. The skeptical Amma Aretz, that must mean we're on Daf Ayin Hey. The skeptical Amma Aretz, who died after seeing that in fact there were massive precious stones and pearls cut to be the gates of Yerushalayim, which reminds us, Gemara brings the incident of the giant precious stones that were to be cut to be the gates of the future Yerushalayim, and the skeptical Talmud, who didn't believe Rabbi Yochanan that such stones were possible. So the skeptical Amma Aretz, who died after seeing that in fact there were massive precious stones and pearls cut to be the gates of Yerushalayim, went to Shemayim, where he was burned by the canopies of those greater than him. Which reminds, the Gemara tells of the future canopies for the tzaddikim and how everyone will be nikla b'chupaso shel chaver, will burn by his fellow's chuppah, which is greater than his. So the skeptical Amma Aretz, who died after seeing that in fact there were massive precious stones and pearls cut to be the gates of Yerushalayim, went to Shemayim, where he was burned by the canopies of those greater than him, while someone back down on earth was making a kinyan on his boat from his heirs by pulling it out of its original place. Which reminds us, regarding acquiring a ship with Mashiach, Rav says, Kevin Shamashach Koshuhu Kana, once the buyer pulled it even minimally, he acquired it, although the ship mostly occupies its original space. Shmuel says, Lo Kana Ashiim Shokas Kula, he has not acquired it until he pulls all of it out of its original place. The Gemara suggests this Malchulokas parallels the Malchulokas between Tanaim about the requisite Mashiach for an animal. Daf Ayin Vav, so the Simur Daf Ayin Vav is IV, intravenous. So here goes. The patient hooked up to an IV, IV? That must mean we're on Daf Ayin Vav. The patient hooked up to an IV hallucinated that he was handing over letters in order to be kona them, which reminds us, a brice is quoted which is eventually amended to read, Svina Niknes b'mashicha, a ship is acquired with pulling, v'osios b'masira, and letters, meaning a debt recorded in a shtar, are acquired with handing over, according to the Tanna Kamma. Rabbi Nassin says, Svina b'mashicha, v'osios b'shtar, a ship is acquired with mashicha, and letters are acquired with a shtar, stating that the debt was transferred in addition to masira, both are acquired. So the patient hooked up to an IV hallucinated that he was handing over letters in order to be kona them, while sitting on a ship in Rishus Rabbi, that someone was being kona by having the boat's rope handed to him, which reminds us, Rebbe holds a ship is acquired with Masir in Rishus Rabbi and Mashicha in a Simta. So the patient hooked up to an IV hallucinated that he was handing over letters in order to be kona them, while sitting on a ship in Rishus Rabbi, that someone was being kona by having the boat's rope handed to him. As some rabbi stood nearby saying the kinyan won't work because the seller said, Lech, Meshoch, Ukni, which reminds us, the Rabbanan only disqualified Masir in Rishus HaRabim, where the seller said, Lech, Meshoch, Ukni. They hold his instruction was a kapeda and an insistence to be done specifically with Mashicha, so Masir is not effective. The Rashbam explains that the seller wanted to reserve the ability to retract during the time needed to perform Mashicha. Daf Ein Zayin, so the Simmer Daf Ein Zayin is an aze, a goat. So here goes. The brilliant goat herder, that must be one Daf Ein Zayin, A's, goat. The brilliant goat herder who came up with the svara that mile b'mile l'miknim, when looking at his goat, eat a shtar, made up of osios, which reminds us, a memor says the lacha falls Rebbe that osios are acquired with masira without a shtar. Toso says the opposite to Girsa. Although he said that this is known from Gemara, meaning tradition, Ravashi said svara namihu, it's also logic, the osios mile nino, because the osios, meaning the debt in the shtar, are mere intangible words, umile b'mile l'miknim, and words cannot be acquired with mere words. Therefore, a shtar sale cannot be necessary for acquiring a shtar chov. So the brilliant goat herder who came up with the svara that mile b'mile l'miknim, when looking at his goat, eat a shtar made up of osios, and use a kinyan agav to transfer money to a friend that was kept in a faraway place, which reminds us, the Gemara demonstrates the ability of agav to acquire things along with a land acquisition more than an ordinary kinyan. The Hamad Be'ed Lo Niknim Be'chalipin, because a coin which cannot be acquired with Chalipin, the Agav Ara Nikna, yet can be acquired along with land. This is seen from the incident in which Rav Papa had 12,000 dinarim of his with someone in Beit Chozai, and Rav Papa transferred the money to Rav Shmuel Bar Acha, who was traveling there, Agav Esifet Debeise, along with the threshold of his house, which Rav Shmuel rented from Rav Papa. So the brilliant goat herder who came up with the svara that mile b'mile l'miknim, when looking at his goat, eat a shtar made up of osios, and used a kinyan agav to transfer money to a friend that was kept in a faraway place, told someone who bought a goat leash from him for the exorbitant price of 200 zuz that a goat was not included in the sale since ain't a damim raya, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the malchokas of damim modin, if the price indicates what is included in the sale. The chamim hold ein hadamim raya. The price is not a proof. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which step when the Rabashi came up with this for that mili b'mili lo miknin? Words cannot be acquired with mere words. That's on daf. Ein Zion. Good number two, which stuff to be the case where someone purchased a field from his father, was makdishet, and then his father died? That's on daf. Ein Beis. Good number three, which stuff when the Rebbe holds a ship is acquired with mesira in Rishus HaRabim and Meshicha in a simta? That's on daf. Ein Vav. Good number four, which stuff to discuss the difference when selling a nursing cow versus a nursing donkey regarding whether the offspring is included? That's on daf. Ein Ches. Good number five, which stuff to discuss hektish of trees regarding redeeming according to their value or with the stay of chuzah rate? That's on daf. Ein Beis. Good number six, which stuff when the money can be acquired with a kinyan aga but not through kinyan chalipin? That's on daf. Ein Zayin. Good number seven, which stuff to the incident Rabbi Yochanan's skeptical Talmud regarding the massive precious stones to be cut for the gates of Yerushalayim? That's on daf. Ein Heg. Good number eight. Which stuff do we learn one should weigh Hefsid Mitzvah Keneged Tzchara and Tzchara Ver Keneged Hefseda? That's on daf. Ein Ches. Good number nine. Which stuff do we learn how each person in Olam Haba will be burned by the chuppah of those greater than them? That's on daf. Ein Heg. Good. Number ten. Which stuff do you discuss if a donkey's sale includes its kalim? That's on daf. Ein Ches. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.